وسلام على عباده الله. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من بنى لله بيتا بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله، it is such a pleasure to know that a masjid is in the stage for year. That this property, the one next door, and a masjid inshallah will be built. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person who builds a house for Allah in this world, that is a masjid, Allah will build a palace for him in Jannah. Yeah, it does not mean also that a person personally must build, that he just donates, for example, and it does not also mean that he has to donate for the whole masjid. Even if he donates for one brick, one musalla, one window, whatever he gives, but in return, Allah is so kind and so merciful that Allah won't just give him one window in Jannah, but the whole palace Allah Ta'ala will give him. And a masjid, mashallah, is the focal point, is the civic center really of the Muslims. Everything that happens with the Muslims, it should be all be around the masjid. And this is the masjid, is that great and auspicious place Allah has made where we can get unity in the whole community. For example, we make effort that everyone becomes a namazi in our area, and mashallah, so many masjids are coming up, so every masjid in its area we make effort that everyone must become a namazi. So if we all get together 5 times a day, that will be unity. How great unity! Then at the time of namaz, Allah's rahmat comes down, the whole time of namaz. So we here in the masjid, we are making namaz. The women folk at home are making namaz. The purpose is all one. They are making at home, we are making in the masjid. But the purpose is one. Allah will unite the whole community in the masjid. It also comes in the Hadith Sharif and the explanation given that when we straighten our safs in the masjid, Allah will unite our heart. So this is also one very important aspect that we must pay attention to. Yeah, mashallah, the tape is put very easily, we can straighten. Just make sure that at the end of our heels and the end of the tape, and we can get a perfectly straight saw. And when we will do that, Allah will unite our hearts. And otherwise, it comes that if we don't straighten the saw, then Allah causes differences in our hearts. Many times we wonder also that why so much differences in the Muslims, everywhere differences. We are the cause of it. We don't always make our substrate. Allah give us tawfiq. Mm-hmm. Then again, salam is such a thing. There is salam in the namaz also. At the end we make salam this side for everyone, this side for everyone. Salam, peace be upon you. So when we turn this side, for everyone on this side, we are saying peace be upon you. So that is going to unite our hearts on this side again, and we make effort, the whole community is here. So then everyone, we have all are making in namaz salam. Like that also we make salam, it has got such great value. Here in namaz, we are making the salam, and that has got even more greater value. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And Allah's rahmat. Allah's rahmat on you. If Allah's rahmat comes, peace from Allah Ta'ala comes, what more we want? And also, with the salam, like at home also, when we meet one another, very sadly, salam is really gone out of us. We don't really make salam. If we just think today, that how many times did I hear salam? Or did I make salam? If we just think for ourselves now, whereas it has come in the hadith that salam must be made common amongst the people. And Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, Da'amat Barakatum says that when salam was common in the Ummah, when Islam was alive in our lives, then salam was, everyone was making salam. So there was peace everywhere, in the homes, in the communities, in the Ummah. And today we know we're not at peace with ourselves. In our home we haven't got peace. In our communities we haven't got peace. Because we have given, one of the reasons, we have given up salam. And when we make salam also, like we go home, make loudly, clearly salam, and full, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When we do that, Allah will send peace also. Allah will send mercy also.
Everyone will love one another, husband and wife, parents and children. Every home, there's problems between husband and wife, parents and children, etc. All got differences in there. If we will do this, was Allah given us the solution? Very easily. And wa barakatuhu. And barakat, lot of barakat, it's in the plural. As-salam is singular. Rahmatullah is singular. Wa barakatuhu. That is in the plural. Today everyone is short of money. No matter how much we are earning, husband is earning, wife is earning, children are earning, but yet we are running short. There is a barakat. And this is where we will get that barakat. Today we are looking for everything where it isn't. One person lost, very poor person, living in a tent shanty. He lost one gold coin, he had nothing else he had. So when he lost it, he started looking for it on the street, under the street lamp. So a friend came past, what's wrong? I see you are worried, you are looking for. So I lost, I only had a gold coin in my life, and that also I lost. So he said, let me help you look for it. They look, couldn't find it. I asked him, where did you lose it? He said, I lost it in my tent shanty. So he said, then why are you looking for it here? So he said, there's a bright light here. So I'm looking for it here. So he can look for it there till the cows go home. He'll never find it. If he goes in his tent shanty, where he's got no light also. If he does not have a candle, but his hand, he moves around, looks here. Where he lost it, he'll hopefully find. Today we lost everything by giving up Islam. And we are looking for it in all the ways against Islam. Modern ways, Western ways, alien ways, we are looking for it there. Looking for it in our cell phones, we're looking for it in our sports, looking for it in our shops, looking for it at all wrong places. It's not there, I will never find it. Look for it by bringing Islam back into our lives. And these are basic things if we do. See how lost it to bring a change. Allah give us all tawfiq and to bring Islam into our lives and start with salam. It doesn't cost us anything and guaranteed from Allah's side, rahmat will come in our sicknesses will go away, differences will go away, problems will go away. And what our nature is, if we have to keep a big seminar and we charge everyone 2,000, 5,000 rand, and we spoke things which nobody understood also, so big some terms and jawbreakers and that, everyone is happy. This is the solution. The solution Islam is very simple, easy. Quran and Hadith, the simple solution. Just bring that into our lives, and inshallah it will bring all the changes which we want. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah.